There are 13 graduates this year from Islesboro Central, a small high school on an island near the U.S. state of Maine. Most of them live on Islesboro, which has a year-round population of about 700. The school's graduating class usually takes a trip to a far-away country to celebrate. The 2021 class was considering a visit to Greece or South Korea. The students did jobs around the small island to raise money for their travel costs. They earned about $8,000 from their work. But when it looked like international travel would be difficult because of COVID-19, they considered a trip within the U.S. In the end, they went nowhere. Instead, the students decided to donate their money to help their neighbors on Islesboro. They gave $5,000 to the Island Community Fund, an aid group on Islesboro. The students said they had seen many people on the island dealing with job losses and financial problems after the coronavirus health crisis struck. It would have seemed, in student Leifa Temple's words, weird and definitely wrong for them to take the traditional trip when people were suffering. The money helped islanders feed their families and meet other needs. It felt really good to do that with our money, to give it back to the people who gave it to us, Temple said. It was a good feeling for the Island Community Fund as well. Fred Thomas is the president. Their decision demonstrated an awareness of the hardship in their community and a willingness to do something about it, he said of the young people. The students also gave some money to help pay unexpected costs for the island's vaccination operations. The students got a kick out of giving money so their teachers could get the jab. The students still have some money left. They are thinking about what to do with it. Olivia Britton is one of the students. She said, "It seemed obvious to give the money back to the people living on the island." Britton's mother, Megan, is a doctor. She said, "People sometimes criticize young people, but this really flies in the face of that." I'm Dan Friedell.